Hey, y'all. You're listening to Chiclet and Libations. We're your hosts, Amanda
and Tony,
and we're bringing you all the best and spicy books that we love to read. This week, we are discussing Scandalized by Ivy Owens, featuring Georgia, Gigi Ross, and Alec Kim. Gigi is a journalist breaking a massive story about an underground club where nefarious activities are happening. When she runs into Alec Kim, a friend from her past who is now a famous actor and who has some unexpected ties to the story. Thanks for joining us, and let's get scandalous.
Every episode, we pair a book and a drink. For Scandalized, we created One Night Stand, which contains bourbon, peach schnapps, peach Bellini Italian soda, and white crayon peach juice. Has a splash of lemon juice, and it's garnished with a peach. You can find this recipe on our Instagram page at Chiclet and Libations. Cheers! Cheers.
For those of you who haven't read this book yet, be aware that we will be discussing the book in detail, so this is your official spoiler alert. In Scandalized, Georgia runs into Alec, her childhood best friend's brother, as adults when they're stranded from canceled flights. When recognition dawns on them, they spend the night reconnecting and eventually ending in a one-night stand. Through the story, they discover their current lives intersect on a big nightclub scandal they both want to take down. Through discovering Alec is now a famous K-drama actor, and with a romance from the start, these lovers kick the steam up as their love story blossoms.
Yeah, it was pretty steamy.
It was steamy right from the beginning.
Shower sex steamy.
Like, first sex scene happens in chapter 3 steamy.
Okay, can I get an amen for the non-slow burners?
Amen, okay. Amen. This was the farthest thing from a slow burn.
Oh, you know, I love a good slow burn, but sometimes when it's like, here, let's get this over with, and then we can get into this story, I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I dig it. And this was, Ivy Owens did a fantastic job of doing that.
She did. She really just, I don't know what it is, but she basically, I felt like this book, well, first of all, I read it super fast, and it was like a great read. Like the perfect length of pages, and I felt like the premise of the story almost lended itself to be like, you start reading and you feel like, wait, am I jumping like into the middle of a story already because of how she starts it off?
Right.
But she does it so well that you don't feel like you're like, wait, what did I miss?
Right.
Kind of thing, you know?
And like, here's two total complete strangers, you know, jumping in a bed. I mean, luckily they did have the connection in their childhood. Alec was what, like 6 years older than Gigi?
Yeah.
So he wasn't, it wasn't like he ever saw her as like a sexual being when they were younger, but now they're adults. It's been a few years that have passed and both of them are successful in their careers. And now this love interest can kind of just spark up. It's really cool.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, She was the first one that recognized him, I believe.
Yeah.
Like from, they're like sitting at the gate or
whatever. Yeah, she was like, I know that guy.
He looks familiar, but I just can't quite place him. Yeah. And then he's just kind of, like, he catches her eye contact, but, and I can't quite remember because it's been a few weeks, if I'm being honest, since I read this book, who said something to who first?
I think she did first. I think she saw him and she was like, Alec. And he was like, nobody calls me Alec anymore. Cause he goes by Alexander for his, so it turns out, right? Spoiler alert.
Hey, we warned you.
he's like this famous K-drama star and she know that because she doesn't watch it.
Right.
Even though her best friend slash roommate Eden does. Yeah. So,
and Eden is, not only does she watch it, but she is obsessed. She is so obsessed with, like, she is a big fan. Mm-hmm. She has seen, like, all of his stuff.
Yeah.
And could probably quote things from every single one of
Could you imagine if, like, you loved somebody that you saw on screen and then, like, one day your best friend's like, hey, I'm dating and fucking this guy. like, would I be happy for her? Would I be fucking hella jealous? I mean, I would be jealous, but also I think that was, like, the maturity of their friendship and their relationship was that she was very happy.
I liked her as a side character because, like you were saying, she was very happy for Gigi, and she never showed even the slightest bit of jealousy. I mean, she sometimes was make little like backhanded comments or like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you haven't like seen any of this or anything like that. But yeah. Which sidebar, I like K-drama in real life. Like, is that a thing? Like, I know that we have some like K-pop star groups that are pretty
popular. No, I know people who are obsessed with K-drama. Like, even Ivy Owens, I think in the back of the book, if I remember correctly, about the how this book came to be about or whatever. And she actually did like a shout out to when the pandemic hit, she was spending a lot of time, like a lot of people, watching K-dramas and was inspired by Alec Kim and kind of created this story about him. And here for it. I'm like, more of these stories. Like, I personally have no experience with K-drama, except for what I've heard from other friends. But I know like K-pop is huge.
Huge right now. So huge.
So I guess it makes sense. Like, it's just K everything now. K drama, K rom com. I mean, do you just put K in front of anything?
Kmart. I mean, Kmart. Special K. Like, let's. Kmart. Those don't even exist anymore. I don't
K Peach Bellini. Right? Like, what? I'm just
kidding. Oh, we digress.
Okay, that's funny.
I think we can both agree that this week's cocktail
is delicious.
It is so good.
I think maybe we probably should have made more, just because I feel like by the time we're done with this episode, this pitcher will be empty and we will be looking for more beverage like immediately. Yeah. Or maybe that's just me because I think I'm on my second one already.
I think I am too. Yeah. I think we're like right neck and neck, honestly.
It looks pretty good.
I don't know. Like, my favorite up until now was Sweet Heat. I don't know. This might be rivaling Sweet Heat.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
It's, you know what? And I've actually made Sweet Heat since the podcast.
Yeah, I meant to ask you.
It was still just as good. But so good. This one, I'm with you. Like, I don't know if it's the peach, which we went with peach because of Georgia.
Georgia peach.
We just went, I mean, that's pretty spot on. And
then,
and then Alec ordered a bourbon,
he ordered a whiskey neat. Yes.
Before their one night stand. But I love how she set the scene up for that, right? So there's these two people who, you know, knew each other. They had a connection. She's got like rancid clothes on because she hasn't showered in like 48 hours and she used all of her dry shampoo or something on her hair just to like be able to fly home, just to find out her connecting flight got canceled and now she's canceled. Stranded. Mm-hmm. There's no other hotels nearby that are available.
All the rooms are booked.
Right. So they reconnect, they have a drink at the bar and then they fuck. Like, they literally are like, okay, good to see you. Both of our like hormones are through the roof right now. So let's get in this elevator and skedaddle. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they didn't say skedaddle. It's not a super sexy word, but, and then they like made stuff happen.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And like we said at the beginning, chapter three is when they have sex.
Yeah.
And man, it is like drawn out in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And Alec Kim, he knows his stuff,
right?
Like, he is
like, somebody bumped the air conditioner because I need some more air conditioner up in here.
I'm feeling all hot and bothered over here.
We got all southern tonight.
Well, southern Georgia peach, you know, we got to do a little southern.
Might as well. Wow, my accents are so bad. Like, another, like, next level bad.
I didn't think that was that bad.
Really? You want to hear me do, like,
an
Australian accent?
Let's leave that to the actual.
Well played.
Thank you. I try.
It totally makes sense.
But yes, Alec Kim knows what he's doing. Before we get into like a lot of the sex, one part that made me laugh out loud reading this was the fact, so we kind of skipped a part. So they meet in the airport, they both are at the same hotel, they realize, hey, there's no rooms left, and that is when Alec is like, why don't you at least come up, you can use my shower, you can, you know, this and that. So they go up to the room together.
Yep.
And she showers. She's able to, like, you know, feel like a human again. And then she realizes that she has no clean underwear.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah.
She has no clean underwear left. And she's like, well, I guess I'm going to throw back on this, like, it's like a jersey knit dress or something. And, like, super casual dress. And she's like, all right, well, I guess I'm going commando because I have no clean underwear. So, and the monologue that she does for Gigi when she's, like, taking a shower and she's thinking about this and she's like, I can't believe that Alec Kim is on the other side of this door and all this stuff. I love that about the writing.
Well, and this is still when she just thinks he's Alec Kim, this, you know, my childhood best friend's brother who I always had a crush on growing up.
No idea
who he is now in this world.
Yes.
But yeah, I love that because not only did she, you know, she was super creeped out about going up there in the beginning because she didn't know what kind of person he was. And she just got off this like massive story where she's trying to take down this super seedy nightclub owner and she's patrons, like, and everything.
She's like, sleep deprived. She's been enmeshed in this story, like you said, about these like really bad guys. Yeah. And they are assaulting women and doing everything so like very back alley and sketchy. So she's like, her head's kind of reeling at this point. And then she throws on this dress and is going commando. And so then she like comes out and then...
And they go to the bar that way. Well, he's like, I don't want you to be alone while you wait for a taxi or something.
Because at that point, I think she had just agreed to go up to use his shower. She wasn't going to stay or anything like that. And he was like, well, at least let me buy you a drink before you leave or before you wait or whatever. So then they find themselves at the bar.
Yep. And commando the whole time.
Like, commando the whole time. And she's very aware of that fact. I mean, how could you not be?
She brings it up a lot, doesn't she? Like she in her internal monologue. She's like, yeah, I'm just sitting here with Alec Kim without any underwear on or something like that.
Fully, and I'm thinking like, I'm trying to put myself in that position and be like, okay, that would be kind of like, how could you be sitting, how would you do that? Like be sitting next to some, or across from somebody, you're like, holy shit, I'm like all of a sudden very attracted to this guy.
Right.
And now I'm commando.
Yeah. just like the knowledge of and she had a bra, like she reused a bra. So it was literally just her panties that she didn't have anything.
Convenient.
Yeah. Although I didn't think it was super, super, super sexy how he got his assistant to bring her clean underwear, but it's like gift, like, it's like, okay, this is a one-night stand, bro, like I don't understand why you buy me panties, but I ain't mad about it.
Those panties come back up later in the book too, which is so funny because it's such a like small cute little detail, but she kept it, like she brought it back like 3/4 of the way through the book.
And I love how she wrote like Gigi's internal monologue because it is so realistic and what girls are thinking of when they're, you know, walking around. Completely. I mean, you know, depending on, I don't know, circumstances.
Yeah.
But it felt very realistic to me. Like the things that she was thinking.
Right. Felt relatable. I mean, who could not sit there and think like, oh my gosh, I'm commando. And this guy's like really sexy. And
well, and you have a lot of women between us who just go commando in general. Like that's super awesome. I'm not one of those ladies. I wish I was because I don't know. I guess there's more freedom or something. I don't know. But I've tried it a couple times and like it's just not my jam. Doesn't mean it, you know, whatever. But so I could feel how uncomfortable she might have been. Like I'm in a public place now in a dress.
Yeah.
Commando. Like
it's a whole other ballgame. Like
in a dress.
Okay, it's one thing if you're like, okay, I'm wearing leggings, like I'm totally going commando, like that's seems a lot more normal. Right. Not that it wasn't abnormal. But you're wearing a dress. And it wasn't like a floor length dress or anything. Nope. It was like a short dress. Right.
I'm totally picturing like jersey. A mini jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think she's even like the people that posed for the cover of this book. She's wearing this jersey dress.
It's a cute photo.
It's a really cute photo.
Although I did think that they looked a little too young. They look a little YA for, in my opinion.
Judge it based off of their profiles. We don't see them face on.
I know, but look, she just looks like she's 12. 16?
I don't think she looks that young. I do think that he looks young.
He looks young.
For somebody who is like a very popular, widely, like worldly Well, known.
And so that's what we find out, right? Like, he's trying to think she knows me because of, you know, my notoriety and my fame.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know him at all from that. Like, she knows him because he was a, you know, they were childhood friends. And she came back around, like, not even knowing that he goes by Alexander now. Just,
yeah, she had no idea.
Oh, Alec.
That he's like, it's like an alter persona, but not really. I mean, kind of. But because his full name, like his the name that his parents gave him at birth, was it Alec or Alexander?
That's a good question.
Because
I'm going to say it's probably Alexander because that's why he goes by that.
Yeah.
But I don't actually remember that.
Yeah. You want me to top you off?
Ooh. Might as well.
Do I even need to ask?
Do you even need to? Thank you, Maya.
I don't even need to ask.
I mean, look, that picture is literally, that has half a drink in it left.
I know. It's sad. Okay, so one last thing with the commando thing. I know we've been talking about that for like 7 minutes, but my favorite
part. Wait, was
part
it like seven minutes in heaven?
Ooh.
Ooh. Not for us, but maybe for her.
We have a little doggy friend tonight.
I know. He's don't we almost always There's, have a dog that oh, I'm pet always. Sitting I whenever mean, we're you,
it's
recording.
Either my dog sounding like Jingle Bells or it's you're one of I mean, many pet
maybe it's
friends.
Just a fake dog that I've borrowed.
We may not have a fake dog.
Okay, so I borrowed your nephew's
nephew, yep.
gigantic stuffed labradoodle or labrador whatever. For my dog's birthday party.
And it was amazing because he wore a birthday hat.
He does.
Greeted everybody at the door.
We'll put a picture on our Instagram just to see if you guys see all the similarities to like real dogs.
Okay, so my favorite part of this story is your dad.
So my dad comes over today and he knew that I was getting Leo today. He knew that I was getting this dog that I'm pet sitting tonight. And he saw the dog sitting like propped. I'm literally to me, I'm like, it's propped against the table.
It's like
but on the floor.
Leaning. Like it's not even like not even all paws are on the ground at this point.
Like it's literally just like doesn't really look like it would be in a normal dog position. And my dad is like, is this dog over here in timeout? And I was like, what dog? I thought
dog
he was talking
out?
About Goose. I thought he was talking about Goose because Goose was at the gate. And I was like, no, Goose isn't in timeout. He's right there. Like, what? And so he's like, well, what about this dog over here? And I said, what? And I said, oh my gosh, you're talking about the dog I borrowed from Amanda. It's a stuffed dog, Dad. Like literally stuffed animal. And my dad thought that it was a real
dog. Thought it was a real dog.
He thought it was a real dog.
Oh, is this dog?
It's hilarious. Oh, I was dying. I laughed so hard.
Well, also, when I first brought that dog over like a week ago, Goose
oh
did
my gosh.
Not like it.
Well, no, and I think it was because I put him in the dark. And so I put him in the dark next to the table and where Goose could see him from the other side of the house. And he was just
barking.
He would stand
at
the gate and bark his head off at that dog like, there's a dog in the house, Mom. And I can't go play with him or scare him off or whatever. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I finally come over and realize what he's looking at. And I was like, dude. So he didn't work on like all his touch commands and everything to like, get him to get close. Closer to the dog because he was not having it.
Yeah, you sent me the video. You had the dog laying on its side.
I literally.
And you had to put treats all over.
Put the treats on the dog just so that Goose would get close enough to it. Yeah. I was like, dude.
Poor
like,
guy.
And we do this touch command where I put a treat in my hand. And so, like, if I ask him to touch, he puts his nose on my hand. Yeah. And so that was what our trainer taught us. So I was putting my hand next to the dog and then Goose would come over and like touch my hand for the treat and then he'd back right off. And I was like, all right, dude, like now touch the dog.
Come on. So
it took us like 3-4 days before he finally like stopped freaking out about the dog. Yeah. Yeah.
I just
it was
got
a process.
Your initial videos and from that night.
The first night was hilarious because he was just barking like mad at it. It was hilarious.
He was real mad.
I'm like, dude, it's just a stuffed
animal.
It's
literally a stuffed animal.
It's not even moving. movie.
It's just like, it's just standing there. It's just a statue.
Stock still. Legit. Just
like, not even, not wavering at all. not breathing, nope. Not panting, not
making
nothing.
Any noise, not eating other treats over here, not walking around, nothing.
Not moving, like. Just, oh my gosh, but there. My favorite is your dad. Oh, is this dog in timeout?
I mean, like, what legit dog? Like, what dog would just sit there like stock still, like not move their head, nothing, when somebody legit walks in the door, like
still as a statue.
Like, literally, if I had had a gargoyle statue or something, it would have been the same thing.
Exact same thing. This is a gargoyle,
right?
Just fluffier and like softer.
way fluffier.
But anyways,
I just thought it was hilarious. I know, there, but it was so funny when he was just like, is this dog in timeout? I'm like, what dog? No. What are you talking about? Don't worry. We will absolutely post a picture of this dog so that you guys can see it.
But yeah, Tony, aside from stuffed dogs, Tony always has some sort of extra dog in her house.
I do.
She's pet sits.
Well, like, and I have two. I have two of my own, and then I pet sit. So it's like, it's like I have a revolving door for dogs at my front door.
Honestly, do.
And then we had Goose's birthday party, and we had like 7 or 8 dogs here for that. That was pretty fun.
I think it was at least 8.
That was wild.
That was such a fun. And honestly, though, like,
the dogs seemed to enjoy themselves. The
dogs
the whole
did
point.
Great. Like,
I'm that person who throws a birthday party for my dog.
It was a great
I only
time.
Do it for their first birthdays, but I thought,
you
know,
do it big.
It's a big thing.
When I went, so you had that party on Saturday, and then I went, on Sunday, I went to my parents' house, and I was with my family, and I was just like showing them some pictures of the party, and my dad was like, well, so how, like, did the dogs get along? Like, how was that? And I was like, yeah, the dogs all got along, honestly. Like, it was, I feel like it was a good mix of ages, because you had like the younger ones that, and like the puppy that just like totally got all their energy out together. And then we had the older dogs, like my dog, and
I mean, we had from ages like 5 months to 15 years.
15 years.
That's a big age gap for us to have 7 or 8 dogs within that gap too.
Like, yeah. And I was like, I wasn't really nervous. I was just like, well, I've never, you know, like brought my dog to a birthday party before. Yeah. Like, I've taken him a couple times to dog parks. Honestly, dog parks are not my favorite thing because you don't know if any of these dogs are treated for fleas or, you know, all of this. And then you don't know their behavior and aggression. And like, for example, my dog will literally play with any dog. He's very like mild mannered, good natured. Like, he will come up and say hi to anybody.
He's so sweet.
And he turned 10 this month. It's crazy. But hey, he still has young dog energy. He does. He still has young dog energy. And so my dad was like, well, how did he do with all that? I was like, he did great.
Yeah.
He just wanted to lay in the shade.
Yeah. He
while
didn't
the
want
others
to go
romped
into all the
in
plane,
the yard.
But yeah, it was great. Well, and I even thought about getting a pinata because I found like bone shape. I literally have seen like paw print and all sorts of stuff, shaped pinatas. And I was like, I want to get one of these. But then I kept thinking, well, if they pull it out and they end up with like treats everywhere, is that going to turn into any sort of like aggression over the food? And so I was like, oh, I'm going to steer clear of that. So I ended up not doing a pinata, but I legit thought about that because I thought that would have been so much fun.
Well, and then you did the pupcakes at the end.
The pupcakes,
and
yeah.
Nobody had any aggression.
No,
and
none.
Also, there was a couple of times when people just like threw a bunch of treats on the ground and the dogs could just like get whatever.
They were great.
They were seriously
we had
all
such a good time.
So good.
It turned out so well. I'm so glad that
I was happy.
Flat out exhausted at the end. Like, I sat down immediately.
Oh, no joke. I'm sure. I was like, exhausted after that day, and I didn't host. So I can only imagine how tired you were.
But they had fun playing in the pool and splashing all over people. Yeah.
We did try a group photo op, and that
was hilarious.
we got some good outtakes, I will say.
Yeah. We got many pictures, but none of them where you could see all the dogs' faces or whatever.
Oh, man. We digress.
I'm sorry. We can talk about our dogs all day
seriously,
long.
That's like, yeah. That's
like next to spicy books, dogs. That might be our next love.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, yes. So, back to Scandalized. The part that made me laugh out loud when, like, right before they ended up, like, deciding that they were gonna like sleep together and go up to his room, She says something like, I'm all of a sudden like very aware that I'm not wearing any underwear. Yeah. And he was like, I too have been very aware that you haven't been wearing underwear.
And she was like, wait, what?
You knew? And he was like, yes, I knew. I've only looked at every inch of you in this dress, Gigi. Ugh. And I'm like,
is your heart like pitter patter at the same time? Like you're sweating off your brow.
Like, oh, let me get a little.
I know. Cool. It's cool. Turn on the fan or something.
Fans where they just whip it out.
Well, and I do declare.
Yeah, he is so like.
I just love how he cranks the heat up, though. Like,
yeah, he goes from 0 to 100
incredibly in a matter of
seconds, milliseconds. Like, I don't even. So on that,
I mean, if we want to talk about spice, like we should talk about that time they did it at the beach. Oh my
gosh. Yeah. Well, honestly, any of...
Sorry, did that noise come out of me? I'm sorry, my bad. I don't even know.
Yeah, any of their sex scenes are on fire.
Well, I mean, there was that one where, like, he was talking about how he was, like, touching her breastbone. And he was talking about, like, how he had touched her there and how he had fucked her there. I was like, okay.
How I've touched you here, kissed you here, and fucked you here. Like,
I think I need some more ice in my drink.
I might need to be resuscitated soon.
I don't know. I'm going to sign a DNR right now. If my heart stops because of this, this is how I want to go.
DNR by Alec Kim.
I mean, don't mind me if that's how I want to go, you know? That's okay. Hey. Everybody's got their own thing.
Hey, this is a no judgment zone. This is a no judgment podcast. Yeah. You know this.
Well, it does. Okay. So to kind of bring it back to like a more serious tone, we find out that Sunny, who is Alec's sister and Gigi's childhood best friend, like who they had in common when they were growing up, was actually a victim in this nightclub that Gigi was reporting on. And
investigating.
Oh my gosh.
Story on you.
Like finding that part out. But then he was very, I love how protective of Sunny he was in all of that because he was
very
like,
much so.
I know this happened, but she hasn't said that we can say anything. And I'm telling you, Gigi, but I'm not telling you as a reporter. I'm telling you.
Right. I'm telling you as like my friend, my personal confidant, like, you know, the woman that I'm sleeping with.
Right.
That he did not want anything disclosed at first. And then when it started escalating, then he made abundantly sure that he had permission from Sunny to disclose things.
Absolutely. I thought that was just so great and so respectful. But also like it really propelled the story forward in a different way because you don't just assume, I mean, nobody wants to assume anybody that they know is getting molested or raped or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But I think Ivy Owens wrote about all of this with such care and tenderness so that it didn't come across as like something to be excited about or something that's, oh, these guys were taking advantage and that was sexy or something. Cause it's not,
no.
But I know that there is totally
sorry about that.
I know that there are some people who are into that like as a kink and I you know oh, what oh, to each yeah, his own
no,
I'm not gonna me. I'm not gonna yuck somebody else's yum on that. It's definitely not my my cup of tea, but I do think that Ivy just did such a great job like handling that whole situation with care and being like, this is how we're going to address it. This is how we're going to talk about it. This is what's going to happen in the story rather than just being like, oh, this thing happened and sensationalizing it or something like that.
Right. Exactly.
It was never about like, oh, we're going to use this to propel her career forward. Cause she's a model.
Right.
Sunny's a model now. Mm-hmm. So anytime like you could have been like, this is a famous person who was taken advantage of, but that's not, you know, these guys were drugging women and they're club and then they were recording all of the sick things
they did.
The assault
and the rape and everything was legit on video.
All of it.
And no, I totally agree. I don't think that like she did not in any sort of way put that as like an asset to this story, to this book.
Yeah.
And so I agree. I think that she did that very well. Honestly, she just did the whole book well because like I didn't want to stop reading it. The chemistry between the two was completely palpable and believable.
Absolutely.
I absolutely loved the aspect of like childhood friends and not just like Okay, if we can compare it to our very first book that we did, Fixer Up, where you had Georgie and Travis, and Georgie had a crush on Travis the whole time she knew him.
Yep.
And it wasn't until they were adults where it became mutual and they blossomed their relationship from there. Here, there was no, like, crush or attraction.
Well, she did. She was interested, I think.
But not.
But it wasn't like a big part of the story, because she was just like, oh, he skateboards. I mean, and the age difference, I think.
But like there was a little bit of pining in Fixer Up, right?
Yeah.
If we can use that term. Like there was a little bit of pining on. We have so many G names.
I know. Like, Georgia and Georgia. Georgie and Georgia.
Georgie
from Fixer Up.
Georgia.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of pining in Fixer Up on Georgie's part, whereas I feel like it was different
with Gigi. Okay, just put a plug in real quick, because I don't know if you've read any of the other books in the Hot and Hammered series, right? Fix Her Up, Love Her or Lose Her,
and then
Tools of Engagement.
I haven't read Tools of Engagement. I've read the other two.
Okay, I love Wes Daniels from Tools of Engagement.
Right.
Almost
Texan.
As much as I love me some Brendan Taggart. Almost. They're right almost, there.
But not quite.
Are I do love that he's a neck? Texan too. But yeah, neck they're, oh, okay. I mean, there's like a slight, it's like a slight Brendan Taggart. Like
he's like a couple they're just inches. Right there. Will I, if I may, a couple inches above.
shall we get into inches? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's funny that you bring up,
whoa. Bring it up.
Well, hang on. Now I'm thinking of a different Tessa Bailey trilogy.
Oh,
I was thinking Too Hot to Handle. That's another trilogy. That,
it's a four. Whatever you call. Three. There's four.
Too Wild to Tame. Too Hot to Handle.
Forget
the other one.
Yeah. Well,
I was on my Kindle earlier today. I cannot speak earlier today, and Too Hot to Handle is on Kindle Unlimited currently.
Ooh.
And not a lot of Tessa Bailey's books are on Kindle Unlimited, so just FYI to anybody that uses that. I did add it to my
Too
library.
Hard to Forget.
Too Hard to Forget. I haven't heard that
That's one. One of them. It's one of four. Okay, so Romancing the Clarksons. That's the set. So the first one's Too Hot to Handle.
Okay.
Too Wild to Tame. Too Hard to Forget. And Too Beautiful to Break. I literally put up five fingers, but it's four books. This drink is really good.
It's like really good.
So, and I think I have two of these. I've read Too Hot to Handle.
How was that?
I thought it was good. Like there's like a motorcycle guy in it. And I was like, hey, yo.
Ooh, motorcycle tattoos?
But it wasn't one of my like necessarily my favorite of hers.
That's fair. So, would you still say that your favorite right now is It Happened One Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have not read My Killer Vacation.
I have not. It's on my TBR.
Which you borrowed from me, like 10 months ago?
Okay. Our friend borrowed it from you 10 months ago. That's true. And I borrowed it from you 1 month ago. Maybe two. I've had it for...
You've had that book for a lot longer than 2 months.
No. 2 months at the most.
No way. No way.
There's
I've
no
seen
way
that sitting on the same spot.
Shh.
In your life.
Shut your mouth. You don't know.
In your library for at least 3 months.
Okay, maybe 3 months. That's like, still not 10.
But I so badly want you to read it, because that was one of the few books, I think that one and then The Idea of You. I legit stayed up until like 3, 4 a.m. reading it because I couldn't stop.
Okay, so The Idea of You is coming up on the podcast.
It is.
In a couple of months.
So that's
not right away.
We've got two others.
Do we have another Tessa Bailey coming up?
Well, actually, yes. We're doing a doubleheader sometime in this, probably late summer. We're doing It Happened One Summer and then Hook, Line, and Sinker.
Yes.
So we will have our first
Any
double
reason
feature.
To reread It Happened One Summer?
Oh, yes.
I am here for it.
I am totally here for it as well.
But yeah, I keep hearing that like Fox from,
Hook, Line, and Sinker
has very similar like hottie vibes. So I'm very interested to see if he will usurp, Brendan or not, but Wes Daniels, dude, smoking hot. Very similar. I know this is not the book we're supposed to be talking about.
So sorry.
About,
we're on another tangent. It happens.
But everything about this dude, I'm like, I'm so into it. And you would probably, if I remember correctly, are you into like the single dad vibe?
Oh yeah. Like, okay. Totally.
So he's it's not like that. He's caring have, for but... his niece mm-hmm. in the book. So it's not a single dad per se, but
guardian.
Anyways,
he's the guardian.
He's the guardian. You'll love it. Oh my gosh, will you love it? And Bethany, it's so cute because his niece calls Bethany Elsa because she's blonde and she's got like she's like the ice queen or whatever. Anyways, I don't want to spoil stuff. You're gonna love it. I can't wait for you to read it and tell me how much you love it. But
okay, well, I have
you've read the first two.
Yes.
You read Lover or Loser also.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That would have been my third. If I ranked them, I would say it was
your last one.
Yeah.
Tools of engagement
first. Fix her up and then Love Her or Loser.
I'm not gonna lie and Love Her. I promise we'll get back to Scandalized in just a moment. I'm not gonna lie though. Love Her or Lose Her, the dance club scene.
Oh my gosh.
I was living for that.
I was literally like uncomfortable in my seat. like move around a little bit. Go back to going commando. No, I'm just kidding.
See, I told you we'd bring it right back around to Scandalized at some point.
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome.
Wow. Take it. Wow. Somehow my drink got fuller again.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention I topped us both off, but now the pitcher is empty.
Top of the morning to you. Hey, look, listen, listeners, if we have to pause the podcast so that we can go and refill our drinks, y'all understand, right?
Yeah. I mean, you won't hold that against us.
We'd be like, just a quick break and we'll throw an ad or something in there. Right now we're ad free, but maybe.
Hey, someday we might have ad space.
And if we do, it's because we needed a chance to go and refill our drinks again.
Yeah,
I mean, we basically do. So we create drinks and then we fill up a pitcher full of our drinks.
Legit.
So that we drink while we're talking.
Yeah, every time we drink, every episode.
But this one
refill.
Is so good. I don't know what it is about it.
And I normally like my drinks ice cold and I need ice with my drinks. And I'm drinking this without any ice. So that's really saying something. Okay, so
anyways,
back to Scandalized.
So what book were we talking about? I forgot at this point.
Scandalized by Ivy Owens. You had written down some really good quotes. Did you want to share a couple?
Yeah, and also like if you guys are following our Instagram, you'll see a bunch of these because
we do post them.
We include them there, but I definitely thought this one was hilarious. I think this was in like the first or second chapter. It was really early on. It was when she came out of the bathroom and after having just showered and she's like, I don't know how much boob he saw, but it definitely wasn't no boob. And I'm like, the writing in this, like, I love this so much.
I know. She had some really funny lines.
He's so, they're just hot. Here's another quote. He rises over me, sliding his mouth over mine, his tongue teasing in time with his fingers, and I feel drugged, like I'm in the middle of a wildly realistic dream and any second I might wake up coming. When I reach for his belt, he grunts into a kiss, pushing. Wow, I gotta stop drinking. Did I just cancel the whole thing? I reach for his belt, he grunts into a kiss, pushing his hips into my hands. Ugh.
Yeah.
This man.
Like I said a little while ago, Alec Kim knows his stuff. The whole tongue teasing in time with his fingers, that takes some coordination. And like, that's impressive.
Impressive. I need more Alec Kim in my life. Should we? Email Ivy Owens and ask for a follow-up.
I would absolutely love a sequel.
We just need to
this.
See more of Alec.
Scandalized part Gigi. Two, okay? Or honestly, just call it Commando.
Still Scandalized.
Just call it Commando. Commando. At this point, let's just call it Commando.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad about seeing like an Eden love story because I loved her character. Like, I know she's just a side character in this story, but like
she was a very supportive side character.
She was so great. Though. She had a great personality. Like mm-hmm. she was there when all this Spencer stuff came up. Like she was there through and through, a true friend.
Yeah. Well, and let's not forget that. There is a third act breakup in this book.
Yeah.
Once the actual scandal happens.
Yep.
And Alec is incorrectly tied to this whole
because they were trying to be so protective in what they leaked, mm-hmm. it looked like he was somehow involved in the ring that was doing all the nefarious acts.
So there was video footage of Alec. He's like, his hood is up, right? He's wearing this hoodie so he's not seen. And it's when Sunny calls him, or he somehow finds out that Sunny is at this club and she's like in danger. Something has happened to her. So he goes there to get her out of there. But there's video footage.
Didn't somebody actually call him? Like an old friend or something that...
Yeah, it might not have been Sunny.
She went there somebody to be with this friend.
Somebody let him know that she was there. And then she wasn't in a good state. So yeah. He goes to rescue her. But you never see his face, or you see partially his face. But he's like wearing a hoodie and it looks really sketchy. And so that footage gets leaked
because he carried her out or something, or helped her out.
Yeah. He carries her out of the club because she is drugged and was raped,
which is why it was so important for her to come forward at the end saying Alec had nothing to do with this.
Right. So that is all like that story breaks at like, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through the book. And Alec kind of shuts down in a way. He calls Gigi and is like, get out of the hotel, get out, like, just go grab your stuff. And she's all like, wait, what? Like, what's going on and all this stuff? I think that fly was just in my hair.
I was hanging like, out.
Whoa.
This is what happens when I let the dogs just play. And so the doors open and all the flies come in.
It's all good. I think it might have went that way. But you stand at the ready with that fly. Sweater. You are ready to get that fly.
I'm armed and dangerous.
Armed and dangerous with that fly sweater.
She fly, don't bother us.
So anyways, that's the premise of the third act breakup. And then he's like, basically I'm leaving, like I'm going back to England. Oh, we forgot to talk about the whole like bat phone. How she had a secondary phone that he gave her. All this to
so
say,
that he could have direct access to her.
Yeah. All this to say, I'm tying it all the way back around to Eden. We were talking about how we really liked her as a side character because she was extremely supportive of them from the beginning. There was no jealousy. She encouraged Gigi. She maybe gave her a little bit of a hard time in the beginning when Gigi had no idea he was Alexander Kim. But when the breakup happened and he like fell off the face of the earth, she made sure, like, Gigi went and stayed with her parents, right?
Yep.
Stayed with her parents. Eden staying back, she cleaned the entire apartment. Yep. She put the bat phone, like, away. But she didn't, she knew her friend well enough that she didn't, like, trash the phone.
Right.
She kept it.
Which she wanted, or didn't she throw it in the trash? And then Gigi threw it in the trash. Eden pulled it out.
Yeah. Eden actually pulled it out because she knew her friend that well that she's, like, she's my... Right. Still want this. I'm going to keep it, but I'm going to turn it off.
Yes.
So she doesn't have to keep hearing the notifications if they come in.
And she kept it in like a different area. So it wasn't like Gigi saw it or anything like that. And then she was surprised because Alex showed up on her front door when she was out for a run or something like that.
Yeah. We had the third act breakup and Gigi was kind of left like thinking like, what the hell just happened? Like, I don't understand. And his motivation for like telling her to get out of the hotel is that they had all this paparazzi and the news had broken. It was this huge scandal.
Yeah.
Hence the title of the book.
Well, and a lot of it wasn't it like he was also trying to protect her job because it looked like
she was connected to this person.
So that she wasn't biased. Yeah. Or that she would have a biased opinion because of her connection.
Yeah.
So that also was one of the reasons why he went very cold and was like,
he completely shut down emotionally. And she was like, what is going on? Like, this is not like him. And she was extremely hurt, which I get it. Like, I would be probably equally as hurt and just like left like, like wondering like what the hell,
right?
Like
because he just like ghosted and like with no explanations or anything, and then she couldn't get in touch with him.
Yeah, she could not. She could not reach him, and he was like, "I'm shutting my phone off or something." And so she was just left to try to like understand and pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, third act breakups are not my favorite. I don't know how you feel about them.
I hate them also, but I also know it's very common in like the romance world because there always has to be conflict, right, in a book. And a lot of times the conflict can come very easily from like a misunderstanding or whatever. Yeah. So you do see it a lot, but I agree. Like I hate that.
But on the one, on the other hand though, like miscommunication happens in real life all the time. So I do get that aspect of it. Of a third act breakup, that most of it stems from like not communicating enough or misinterpretation of communication, which actually happens more frequently in real life than you would think. But in general, yeah, third act breakups are not some of my favorite things.
I agree with that. Like, I wish they would have a different conflict. Like, can't you guys have a conflict that maybe you guys strive to fix together?
Yeah,
like, why does it always have to put you on opposing sides?
Both stay on the same side and then, like, weather a hardship together.
Yeah, I know. So I was trying to remember the scene where they go to the beach.
Yes.
And they're just having this, like, ooh, we're just normal people. Enjoying a day at the beach.
No one is going to know or recognize us either.
And then, like, so I know when they're, like, bobbing in the water, and that's one of the places where they feel like they can safely talk because there's, even if there was paparazzi, nobody's out there, like, taking pictures and recording what they're saying out in the water.
Right.
But then they get a little squeaky squeaky.
They do. They do.
On the beach. Do. Not just the beach. He like pushes her up against a,
like a cove, like a boulder.
Like a cove. That's what I'm imagining.
I'm imagining, a cove. Like,
which could be like very rough on your back.
Yeah, honestly, couldn't that like draw blood?
or your front.
Scrape against. I mean, you're in a bathing suit, so a lot of exposed skin, right?
Yeah. But, okay, so I did love, this isn't the same scene, but I know that, one of the times when they're having sex and he literally like fucks her tits, like literally so she's like, I can feel him staring at me for a second longer before he turns his attention back to my breast, licking and sucking wet. The sound of his mouth pulling away, his low groans, against my skin, make me shake with longing. How he makes me feel completely insatiable and greedy after coming so hard not 2 minutes ago is unreal. But I understand his intentions when he rises over me, shifting to straddle my ribs and pressing my breasts together around his cock. This okay? I nod, but he shifts his gaze to my face, flicking up a playfully annoyed eyebrow. I like it, I tell him, grinning. And then it just keeps going. And then, like, later on, later on, he's literally touching her breastbone. And he's like, I fucked you here. And I'm like, are you owning her? Like, you're putting, like, she's mine.
Yeah.
That is, like, a stamp, right?
Yep.
Anyways.
I don't know
why I had such a connection to that scene.
Hey, you know, whatever.
But I did. Like, that was a great scene. I was like, okay.
But that scene, they thought in the moment they were being completely inconspicuous.
Yeah.
But they were indeed not.
They were not being
inconspicuous. They were not. That added to the scandal, per se.
Mm-hmm. This is Ivy Owens' first book.
Yep, her first
book. There has been no information on if she will continue to write under her pen name Ivy Owens for future books.
I would absolutely love a part two. Not even gonna lie.
I would totally love a part two. But also, like, I do love her writing partner style. Like, she and as Christina Lauren.
Mm-hmm. They have so many books.
They're so
write
great.
So well together. And actually, we have a Christina Lauren on our roster. It's not for a while. But True Love Experiment, we will be doing in the future.
It's coming up, yeah.
Super excited for that. Actually, I just got that in It was one of my add-ons in my book of the month. Hey,
you lucky.
I know, I'm so excited.
I didn't get any add-ons this month, but I definitely should have.
Dude, didn't you get like 5 add-ons last
month? I did, yeah. So as soon as they rolled out the whole, I think it's 4. Your one book and then 4 add-ons? Or is it 5 add-ons? Shoot, now I don't remember. But yes, I have taken advantage of all of the add-ons, I think 2 or 3 months, because I somehow got enrolled in the early program.
Well, honestly, it really is a good deal because you get
they're hardback newer books. They're really great.
They're hardcover. You never pay shipping, and they're like half the price of a Barnes & Noble.
And so, we're not even getting paid right now to plug them, but we both love our Book of the Month memberships. So, and
another one more plug for Book of the Month. For the first time ever, I willingly chose a thriller for my Book of the Month pick. Yeah, I picked She Started It.
Ooh.
And I'm super excited to read it because it's like a summer, like, tropical-based thriller.
Yeah, you don't really do a whole lot of thrillers in general. Like, you're mostly in the romance realm.
Almost exclusively. But we are in a couple of book clubs together. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. How surprising is
that? We have a podcast about books and we're in book clubs.
Two book clubs together. But our most recent book club, we read a thriller. It was like a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
But so when I was reading it, I kind of got back into the thriller realm.
Although you didn't like it all that much.
I didn't. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate it.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
But I didn't love it. If I had the option of 3.5, that's what I truly would have given it. But it did kind of like reawaken that little thrill. Because I used to read a ton of thrillers, like way back in the day. Mystery, like murder mystery. I loved some James Patterson. Like, I read a lot of James Patterson, Gone Girl, things like that. But not as of late. The Golden Couple was the first one in a long time.
Kind of dipping your toes back in.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I kind of forgot that I really liked
it. Even though it only got a 3 out of 5 stars, 3.5.
3.5.
It still sparked your interest enough to be like, hey, do you remember how you liked thrillers?
Absolutely.
Hey, that's great.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. And like, I think I kind of just am going to ebb and flow with like the type of genre, and I don't want to necessarily put myself in like one exclusive genre,
right?
But my heart will always be with
with romance. I mean, I'm with you. I'm a fan of the romance genre, so I get that.
It's just like, it's just what I come back to. But anyways, all that to say, I chose a thriller, but I couldn't not add on True Love Experiment because that has been a highly anticipated Christina Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence. Sorry about that. Christina Lauren. book. So that is down the line in our roster. But
I mean, so I love that you are getting back in there and doing like your thriller thing and like jumping on the bandwagon, getting your add-ons.
Yeah.
Amazing. I just started The Fourth Wing, which is fucking blowing up on BookTok.
It is.
So I was like, I started it.
Oh my gosh.
That's
on my TBR.
So if I can be totally honest, now I'm not very far into it.
Okay.
I'm not at all.
Yeah.
But I'm getting very Divergent meets Dragon.
That's what I've heard.
Okay. I'm like,
no, I've heard so much. Okay.
So but I've heard Seamy, which is not really something you normally get in like a YA. Now, apparently the Violet, the main character in this book, is 20. So it's not so YA. It's not like you're like 16-year-old or 15-year-old or whatever, like Hunger Games, Divergent type stuff. But
Because I've heard that it's like a combination. I think I read it either yesterday or today. That it's like a combination of Divergent, Hunger Games, and How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay, I legit was thinking How to Train Your Dragon when she was talking about the Black Dragon.
Oh, really?
And I was like, how many things are we merging together for this story?
There's so many things intersecting right now.
But the biggest one that I got was, like, right off the bat was Divergent. And as soon as you read it, I think you're going to agree because there's some of, like,
because there's a character that's very much like 4.
Okay, so I haven't gotten into, like, the romance part because, I'm still pretty new into it. But there are characters who remind me of, like, Peter. And there is a guy that reminds me that could be a 4 character.
Okay.
I don't know yet. But anyways, I'm intrigued because I'm totally into that.
maybe this is a book down. I'm going to let you read it and gauge the spice meter, but maybe this is a book.
And so that's one of the reasons that I picked it up is because like normally in those fantasy, like those worlds, they don't always have a lot of spice. Like there's almost a love triangle or a romance, but it's not that you get spice in it.
No, and it's not the main focus either.
In this.
Get some.
So that's one of the reasons why I was like, all right, I'm going to pick it up already because I swear I can't turn on any of my social media platforms and not see this book show up.
I feel like
it's everywhere. It's
replaced ACOTAR.
Yeah, I'd say it's the next. The next one.
To do ACOTAR.
Ooh.
We're not ruling it out. We may down the line. Let's do the first one.
I hear very conflicting information about ACOTAR. Wow, we are so far off.
We're from so our sorry.
Book.
We're
I hope you guys don't mind that we're just kind of going with this, but we're going with this. So I heard that like the first one in ACOTAR, like ACOTAR is not the one that has the most spice. But then like as you get into the second, and I don't remember all the words or acronyms as they go on because there's five in the series, but the second one I heard is where you start to get a little bit more, but then somebody said it only gets spicy in the end, and even then it's still pretty vanilla. So
really
I was like, I'm very interested because everybody that I see that talks about this is like, this is hot.
Yeah, like so what, six, nine months ago, that was like, that was the it. I all mean, over book
and not even and that like I know I don't get on TikTok a whole lot, but I will pull up every once in a while. I'll pull it up and I will see another video about ACOTAR, even now. So
yeah, obviously, I know like the Tamlin and Cassian. Like I know those names, and I have no idea and about Farrah the character
or something. Yeah. Is that the main character?
Yeah. Well, I have the first one because I wanted to see what all the hype was about, and then you bought the entire series.
No, did I tell you how that happened? I didn't buy it. I was just like, you know, looking at Amazon one day, and then the next day somehow like there were all of these books on my porch, and I was like, wow, where'd these books come from? I was looking at this yesterday, but I don't remember buying it.
Magic, you know.
But I must have had an out-of-body experience where I bought the entire box set and I don't remember doing it.
I'm not gonna lie, it's like a pretty set. The colors of the books are
very pretty,
are very vibrant. I'm loving it. You just went full force. You just bought the entire series. Because I remember you were like, hey, can I borrow ACOTAR, the first one, to see if I like the series? And then the next thing I know, you're like, oops, bought the whole series.
I know. It just showed up on my front door. Okay. Hi, my name's Tony. And my toxic trait is I buy the entire series of a book without ever having read one of them. Yes. Yes, I do this.
Hey, you have a kick-ass library.
Love my library.
You have a kick-ass home library that can only aspire to have. So
I'm just like actually a couple of books away. And by a couple, I mean like 40-ish.
From 1,000?
Which people have, I keep hearing, and now I don't know if there's any validity to this, but I keep hearing that people are saying 1,000 marks you as having like an actual personal library. So I'm pretty close.
So wait, how many books away are you?
I'm like in the 40 range.
Okay.
So I'm at like 950. I think it was like 958 or something last time I looked. So literally, I'm just around the riverbed from having a personal library. Wow. What is happening? What did you put in this drink?
See the wolf cries, the blue corn moon.
Don't get me started. We're going to be here doing Disney tunes all night. We'll have to turn this off before we all start singing.
With all the voices of the mountain. I'm sorry. I love that song.
Paint with all the colors of the wind. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so going back to your personal library, though. Those books, do they encompass only books you haven't read yet or all books?
All of the books that I own, physically own. And that does not include ebooks, because if you include my ebooks, I'm definitely over that mark.
You're like, I have 1,000 ebooks.
Just on my Kindle. Hi, my name's Tony, and my other toxic trait is that I buy all free ebooks that I can get. So I think the last time I looked at my library, oh my gosh, have I talked to you about this yet? My e-library? No. The last time I did a count, it was almost... Are you ready for this number?
Yeah.
5,000?
No, you're kidding.
I am not. I will prove it to you. I think
your
I have...
Your Kindle has that much space?
Okay, so when...
They can't be all downloaded.
So you can... No, they're not downloaded. I purchased them. but I only download them as I read them. So they don't actually take up any space until I downloaded them. But they're like in my library. I can just go and click on one and start a new book. I have almost 5,000. So I'm at personal e-books? Library status. Did we just discover I have a lot of ebooks? Lots and lots of toxic traits being exposed tonight. Sorry.
Okay, while we're on the topic of ebooks.
We're so all over the place and not on our book tonight.
So sorry.
Oh, God.
Hashtag like sorry, not sorry, though, because this is really entertaining. Did you like spit on the mic or what?
No, I was laughing and I was like, dang, I sound really loud. So
you got a little too up close and personal.
I'm super.
Reel it in. Reel it in.
All up in your business.
Okay, so ebooks. I recently changed out my Kindle case. I had one of those, like, I don't know, just Amazon brand, just like folio cases that have the automatic like screen go to sleep kind of thing.
Yep.
Well, I went on a bookish sticker shopping spree, as you probably know, because I was sending you pictures of all of these stickers.
I think we have some similar stickers.
Mm-hmm. Super excited about the sticker I bought you that you don't know what it is yet.
Is it the one that like we talked about where it was like, I don't watch porn. I read it like a fucking lady because I fucking love that. And also if I can, I'm a little drunk right now. So, I'm going to totally go off on this other, tangent where I'm a little bit in love with Roy Kent and he's from Ted Lasso.
I told you I haven't watched this show.
It's okay. I'm not going to ruin anything, but he cusses a lot. And so every time I'm like a fucking lady makes me think of like, that's something Roy Kent would say. Okay. Not like a lady, obviously, but.
Like a fucking anyways. Man. Okay. So back
like he's like, Jamie fucking Todd. Sorry. Bad accent. I don't do accents well. My bad. But Roy Kent, I love you. Brett.
That earlier.
Brett, was it Brett Goldstein? Is that your name? I forget. He's hot.
Shout out.
Anyways, okay, back to what I was saying. If you have bookish recs with a Roy Kent vibe, please send them our way. Okay. I digress.
To our email at chicletandlibations@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Anyways, what I was saying was that I recently switched out my case and I bought like a decent amount of new bookish stickers. So I bought just like a clear case for my Kindle. But my favorite part is that I bought a pop socket for it, right? So I could hold it and not have to like, my hand wouldn't cramp up, right?
Smart idea.
It's a donut pop socket. It is a donut pop socket. And it is my favorite thing ever. Let me show you the picture.
I didn't know that would be comfortable to hold your Kindle with because of the weight with a pop socket. So that helps?
Well, it depends on what kind of Kindle you have. So I have just like the basic Kindle. It's the 2019.
The Paperwhite?
No, it's not even a Paperwhite. Oh. It's just legit, just like the Kindle brand, the 2019 release. So it's small. It's just the e-reader. There's nothing extra, which I like. But this is the donut.
I love that.
Isn't it cute?
Also, I think we have that same sticker at the top. I think
so. Don't pay attention to the stickers though, because I'm going to be replacing them with the new ones. I've had these stickers for a long time,
but I love them.
I do too, but I love the ones I'm getting too. So okay. I'm gonna like.
Well, I'm really excited. You have to bring it over and show and tell.
Oh, I will. I will for sure. I'll do that next episode. But anyways, we're going to circle on back to Scandalize.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but also, you know, it's our podcast. We do whatever the hell we want.
Hashtag truth. There was a couple quotes
that I wrote
down.
We need to refill our drinks.
Yeah.
That's a long hashtag.
Hashtag too far, Tony.
sorry, my bad.
There was
take anything
so many...
too far that time.
No, you didn't. There was a lot of good quotes in this book, but sadly, I only wrote down two. My favorite one being, "He looks like he was designed by scientists to make females spontaneously ovulate."
Yes.
I would heartily agree with that quote, too.
Like, pretty sure that's how I felt when I read the whole book. Mm-hmm.
That's why I couldn't put the book down. It's just like, I don't know how she does it. Honestly, I don't know how any of these authors do it. Like, they are so gifted and talented at how they write and, like, the passion behind their words. And I can only aspire to do that.
I've only ever practiced with, like, sexting, but that's obviously not a whole
book.
Hey,
you're one step above me. I haven't even practiced like that. So teach me your ways, Yoda.
Yeah. Yoda in the sheets.
Oh,
no, that's awkward.
Tony in the streets.
That's way too far. Tony
in the streets, that Yoda in the sheets. That's anyways.
I mean, I am short.
Yeah, but your ears are not nearly
as
big.
I'm like a sex Jedi.
Dead.
I'm not green.
Deceased.
I'm not green. So it's all good.
Deceased. I am deceased. Pick out my casket. Throw me in. Moving on to my second quote that I wrote down. "There wasn't one second where Alec Kim didn't look straight into the center of me, taking me in all at once. And he kept looking like what he saw there lit him up inside." Mm. Such passion, Ivy Owens. Such passion.
I love it.
I'm living for it.
She is officially on my auto buy list now.
Totally agree. So I think we can both agree that we want a part two.
Amen.
And three and four and five.
we'll take ACOTAR novels out of this couple of things.
Scandalized. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Just don't skimp on the smut.
So, yeah, is there any other quotes or any other things that you wanted to say or just kind of like touch on before we wrap this up?
I have so many notes here.
Just kidding.
No, I...
For once, Tony didn't come with notes.
Hey, whoa. Don't go telling everybody Tony didn't come.
Listen, I didn't stop there. I said with do, notes.
Do or do not. There is no
there
try.
Is no try. Just call me sex Yoda.
I'm Yoda in the sheets.
Check me in the streets.
That's going to be our new hashtag, Yoda. Oh, that's weird. I mean, okay. I know he carries that cane.
That's
is that
not going to be our new hashtag, y'all?
No, I'm sorry. My bad. No, they're. I don't know what
anything
else
you
except
say
I love them.
We wrap this up.
Make sure you wrap it up. But
dude, I said that just to see what you would play off.
Yeah, you did no, not disappoint. I'm like a ninth grade boy. Like I go as
permanently.
Straight with those.
Make sure you wrap it up.
I mean, they should, especially in ninth grade. But
well,
regardless,
ninth grade. Oh Lord, yes.
No, I don't have any. I just love that's them.
Fine. Very good book, easy, quick read. Love the two main characters. The chemistry was leaping off the page at me.
I loved it. I really loved this book. I thought it was fantastic. I love the way it was written. How you could get into the characters' heads, but also like the spice was just top notch.
It was. And for me, it was extremely believable chemistry. Whereas like some books,
what would you give this a little spice forced rating? Habanero?
Ooh.
What do we give the last one? A pepperoncini?
If that
mild,
super mild. Gosh,
a poblano? No, it was spicier than a poblano. Would this be straight up jalapeno, or would this be like a red jalapeno?
Is that spicier?
Ooh, I think so. I don't know.
So are we talking like four? Three?
Three
and a half. Spice? What do you think?
I'm
going to go with four.
Four spice? Agree? I'll agree with that.
Okay. Going once, going twice. Sold to Tony / Yoda. What did we say? four peppers, right?
Four peppers.
4 to 5 on our
space. By the way, meter. I'm going to Google peppers rating for us.
Oh, like which one's very mild and which one's really spicy?
Maybe this was like a serrano.
That's pretty spicy. What is...
I mean, it's not as hard. It's not
hard.
It's not as spicy as pepper spray. According to this Scoville scale that I'm looking at.
Pepper spraying anybody, though.
We're not.
Scoville. Speaking of that, have you ever watched the YouTube show Hot Ones? Where this guy... Okay. It sounds ridiculous. But we're...
Did you watch Totes the Best on Calf Rodeo yet?
Not yet.
I even sent it to you.
I know, but I was working when you sent it to me. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So the show Hot Ones is a YouTube show where the host brings on a different celebrity each episode and they eat hot wings.
I haven't seen it, but
you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Yeah. If you watch it, you have to start with the Kevin Hart episode.
Okay. Hey, did you know that there's like hilarious. A guy that looks like Kevin Hart at our local farmer's market?
He sells Hutto?
Salsa. Yeah. He sells salsa.
Oh, yes.
And he looks like Kevin Hart. Anyways. Sorry.
We digress. Okay, so we're giving this a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 spice.
Spicy spice meters. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Chiclet and Libations podcast with your hosts, Amanda
and Tony.
Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Anchor. Catch our next episode where we will be discussing Blindside by Candy Steiner. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to subscribe, share, rate, and leave a review. Don't forget to connect with us on Instagram at Chiclet and Libations, where you'll find our drink recipes, show notes, upcoming books, and so much more. We are Lit Chicks reviewing Chiclet.
Stay spicy! Thank you.